Good afternoon. Hey, thanks for being on the call. We really appreciate it. Tonight we're going to have a little fun. We're going to discuss first impressions, how people perceive you from the moment they first lay eyes on you. And there are many keys that you can do to improve your chances of success. So thank you again, and we'll take it from there, Jan.
Well, I have a quick question for everybody. Do you realize in 1/10 of a second, people make a judgment whether you're trustworthy or not? That's actually pretty scary, just in a second. Also, in seconds, they sum up, are you successful? Are you sincere? Are you organized? Are you prepared? Do you articulate well? Your body language, are you positive? Are you negative? Your demeanor, your dress attire in just a few minutes. In other words, in seconds, you're either going to make a positive or negative impression.
So remember, you own that first impression. So always be ready because you never know when you're going to meet your next business partner or just make a good friend. So be aware, always aware.
And you know what? Let's start with a few basic steps that we can improve on making a good first impression. I'm going to start with appearance. You always like to look good.
Well, the main thing is have the appropriate attire for the occasion that you're going to. Look your best. As an example, if you're going to the gym, look at the people. You can look at their shoes. You can look at how they're dressed. You don't know if you're going to be the attorney, the lawyer, or the doctor, or somebody that would join your business. If you have the appearance of looking good, it makes a difference. I'm going to give you a short example. I was asked a couple of weeks ago to be the guest bartender for the Dallas Theater Center Guild. I'm a member of the guild, but the lady that has this home in Highland Park doesn't like a lot of people in it. So it was just a group of about 50 very successful people. I dressed sharp, I got a manicure, I made sure that my outfit looked good, I was appropriate. Everybody in that party saw me, but one gentleman came by a couple of times a while. He thought I was a hired bartender because I was so professional. I didn't try to join the business. So he asked me, "Are you with the guild?" And I said, "Yes." And he says, we talked a few minutes and he said, "You know what? I would really like to invite you to our Thursday lunch crowd, our lunch bunch. It's at the Cooper Aerobic Center. And it's world renowned. They have a private room, their own waitress, their own waiters. It's white tablecloths. And these men are retired doctors, eye surgeons, investment counselors, a lieutenant colonel that's had over 250 jumps, Rip Collins, who has a safety deposit box store. He charges, he has Oscars, he had $24 million worth of gold. But just by being appropriately attired and being prepared to talk, I've now made four luncheons. And they're including me in on maybe some of their investments. So you never know when that opportunity will arise. So your appearance, check everything, shine shoes, nails, every detail that you can think about yourself. That first appearance is everything.
And body language. That
Absolutely.
makes a difference because if your body language does not look like it should look, people already dismiss you quickly.
Just when you meet somebody, stand tall, look them in the eye. The eye, when you look somebody in the eye, it's a sign of respect. Don't stare, that's an intimidation. There's little keys to that, and we'll talk more about body language in just a few moments.
Melanie,
Yes,
talk
ma'am.
about facial expressions.
In facial expressions tell a lot about a person. When you're engaged with someone and you're focusing on them, like Hugh said, you don't want to stare, but you definitely want to be engaged. And a lot of times when I'm in interacting with different people, you see, they're staring off to the side or distracted by the phone, and you can tell they're not really engaged. So we have to be really conscious when we're meeting with people that they are our focus. If you're being a listener, then your face has to reflect that. You have to be genuinely interested, And your facial expressions convey that. Because if you're rolling your eyes, even, you know, inadvertently, that sends messages. But if you are smiling and you nod and you are engaged and you have that slight lean forward when you're talking to people, that sends a message to them that they are important and what you're doing is important. If you're sitting back and you're acting disinterested and your facial expressions, or you're looking up the ceiling, or you're looking around to see who else is there or whatever, you're sending a message with your face and with your body that they aren't as important as anything else that's going on. And so anytime you're meeting with someone, especially for the first time, you want to have that engagement. You want them to feel like they are the most important person in the room. And your face can do that for you.
Great, Melly. Thanks. You have anything you want to add?
When you do meet somebody, and this is a key, a firm handshake when you look them in the eye with that nice smile, a relaxing smile, it means everything. Speak clearly. But a firm handshake means everything in the world.
So, and especially Hugh, when a man is shaking the hand of a woman, don't give that lip biscuit handshake. Give them the same kind of handshake that you would give any other business partner, because nobody likes a limp fish handshake.
So true. Also, when they introduce themselves, which they will, or someone, and they say, "This is Amy," when you're saying it, say, "Amy, it's so glad to meet you. I'm Hugh." Always say their name, repeat that name, because if you can't remember their name after the first introduction, you're in trouble. So if you just repeat it, "Amy, it's a pleasure meeting you. I'm Hugh." That goes all the way in the world. It brings them into your world.
Well, and people like to hear their own names. And so the more you say it, again, it's that sense of increasing their level of importance. You're saying that you're important enough to me for me to remember your name and to use it.
Psychologists say it's the most important word in all of our vocabulary.
Absolutely.
Our own name.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about being prompt and being prepared.
Promptness, think about if you're just doing a coffee date, or if you're going to meet someone for dinner, or you have a job interview, or you have someone coming in. This is a good time to talk about that. We have the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, and there was a coach by the name of Vince Lombardi. Quite honestly, I had the pleasure of meeting him in my younger days with Jimmy Taylor. But he had a saying, if you're 15 minutes early, you're late. Think about how it feels when you're waiting on somebody and they didn't show up. It's 5 minutes, even 2 minutes. But if you're there when they walk in, you're prompt, you then have control. So always be early, be on time, be prompt.
My pet peeve, and I know you both are gonna chime in about this, but Zoom meetings. Obviously we're involved in a Zoom meeting now. So, you know, if facial expressions make a difference. We talked about that, but how you present yourself on Zoom, your background, what you're wearing, you know, are you laying on the bed? Hopefully you're not sitting in the bathroom, okay? But whatever it is, it does make a difference. People can't see you. That's my pet peeve. Look hard.
I agree, Jan. And, you know, we have to understand that these Zoom meetings are a business meeting. And while we have a lot of our Dynamax family on these meetings, we're also starting to bring guests onto these meetings. And for some of them, the Zoom meeting is their first impression. And so we have to treat this with first impressions just like we would a face-to-face meeting. And so if you wouldn't conduct a business meeting laying down on your couch in your pajamas, then Zoom isn't the place for that, you know? And I know there've been a couple of weeks where I've been pretty sick and haven't been able to be live on the Zoom, but I make sure that I have that professional headshot in there as my profile so that I still am making that professional appearance, even though I'm in the background behind it, you know, with my box of Kleenex and my, you know, hot cup of soup. So, you know, it is. It's very much about we have to treat every engagement as the only impression we're ever going to make on someone.
Yeah.
You know, and when we're talking about business meetings, one of the keys that I've always noticed, if I'm with someone, it's how do they treat the wait staff? How do they treat the maid? Mm-hmm. How do they treat the front desk clerk when they're checking in a hotel? Are they rude? Could you get this table cleaned up right now? How does that look to them? It's all of the things. People are watching your actions. That's an impression.
Absolutely.
You can make a break by just being a little bit quick to someone that's not doing exactly what you want. So pay attention to everybody around you because that person is watching you.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Hugh, because, you know, sometimes it is our interactions with other people that make the bigger impression on who we're meeting with than there are at interactions with them. Because I'm like you, you know, I have the opportunity as an administrator. I work with community members. I work with the superintendent. I work with principals. I work with parents. I work with students, janitors, cafeteria workers, you know, all different levels, but they're all human and you treat them all with respect. And so, and if I treat people with respect, then the people around me are going to treat people with respect.
Absolutely.
And so when I'm meeting with someone, it is important for me. And of course, part of that is just, that's how I was brought up, is that you treat everyone with dignity and respect. But I do think that goes a long way when you're making an impression, how you treat other people. And that also goes to the over-familiarity as well. You know, if you're using overly familiar terms with people, that can make people uncomfortable and lead to an inappropriate first impression as well. So again, it goes to knowing your audience and that level of professionalism and appropriateness.
Back to doing your homework and being prepared.
Exactly.
Let's talk a minute about credibility. You know, that definitely is a important one, in that people have to perceive you as sincere. People have to perceive you as having their best interest at heart. If they feel that, they're going to react very positively to you. So give us a little insight with your background. You interview people, you do things like that. Give us a little insight on credibility.
You know, credibility is one of those things that you work really hard to establish, and it takes very little to take away from it. And a big part of credibility goes into all the things that we're already talking about, being prepared, being able to carry on that intelligent conversation about the topic being discussed. Looking the part. You know, I'm not going to hire someone for an AP teaching position who comes in wind shorts and a t-shirt and, you know, tennis shoes like they just came straight from the gym. So, you know, you have to, it's a complete package, the credibility piece. It goes from, do you know how to carry on a conversation without using or like, or yeah, I mean, 17 times in the conversation. It is, can you engage in a conversation with eye contact and maintaining a sense of respect throughout the conversation? It is, are you prepared? If I'm interviewing you, I want to know, did you research what I'm doing so that you can be prepared to answer those questions? The same thing is true when we're talking to potential partners or even potential customers. We need to be prepared, one, to anticipate those common questions, but also to be able to listen and anticipate what the need may be so that we can be problem solvers and we can offer solutions. Because we're not here to sell a product or to sell a position in the company. We're here to offer solutions. And so being prepared and knowing the background of that person, one, again, it goes back to that, it makes them feel important. You took the time to researcher to find out more about them and to take the time to listen so that you could offer solutions or offer credible alternatives to whatever is going on in their world. And, you know, that credibility piece is one that once you've established it, as long as you work hard, you're going to maintain that level of credibility. But it doesn't take very much slacking to lose that some degree of that credibility.
On that note, Millie, let me just tell you, never, ever, ever lie. Be truthful.
Absolutely.
In any kind of like embellishment or lie, your world is over. You've done it no matter what kind of facial expression they have, but that conversation has ended in their mind. Be
yes.
truthful. Be who you are. Tell the truth. Don't embellish your income. Don't embellish anything. Just be right. True.
You don't have to embellish the company. Don't embellish anything.
Our company stands on its own.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Our company, our owners, our associates, all of us. That's why we are here today. We've been honest with each other.
And I think that honesty piece, again, feeds back into that credibility. Because if you're dishonest even one time, how can anyone trust anything we have to say? So if we have the best products out there, I think, and I believe that with everything that I am, but if I say something that's not 100% true, then that even takes away from what we know is true, you know?
Okay. Because I have Melly that talks, and because I have Hugh that talks, and everybody might get tired of listening. Not probably not to either of you, but I'm going to close it with this. Ready? First impressions really do count. Dress and act the part you intend to play in life, mm-hmm. but take care not to overdo it or overact it.
That says it all. The thing that I might like to recommend, and this is something no matter how old you are, how much experience you have, self-help. Mm-hmm. Everybody on this call should take the time to improve themselves. We're doing with our group The Secrets of Success by Napoleon mm-hmm. Hill. Every Monday night, we have an hour where we have a Zoom meeting. We talk about these things, integrity, enthusiasm, imagination, all of the things that make you successful. There are many different books. Napoleon Hill, he references Emerson. It's the Essays by Emerson. It's one of the best books that you can read. It's Ralph Waldo Emerson. We've read it. But read. It would amaze you what comes. Another quick thing, we talked about it. There are hundreds of books out there. Here, how to read a person like a book, or just a simple one that says, and it's there. It tells you how to do it. Go in an airport and watch. There's another book called Signals, how they cross their legs, how they look, do they look up or down? Read and learn. My favorite that I've taught for the last, 10 years I've been in business, I'd like to give that, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. If you just use this book and went over with your people, remember, you get a lot of people that are inexperienced in business. It's not just business people. You have people that are not aware. Go ahead and help them. Sit down, buy the book for them. This particular one, you can get it at Half Price Books for $1.69. It's amazing. But do some self-help. It's up to you to be successful. The tools are there. Use them. I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. It's a phenomenal year coming up. I'm excited about the future.
Super excited.
We're both excited. Yep. All of us are.
Absolutely. So,
thank you, Jay. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Joni, and everyone else on the call. Y'all have a beautiful evening.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, y'all.